This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners of Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We are broadcasting live over on the old Facebooks there. If you follow WTIC and you follow us on Facebook, you'll see our pasty white computer geek faces there, and you're welcome to post your questions there and even discuss the issues we're having on the air with other folks live, because you can even chime in with some ideas.
Oh, right? We've had people come up with good suggestions for stuff, so it's great.
Exactly. Of course, our show is podcast, so if you subscribe, whatever podcast you use, you can subscribe to our podcast here. The Odyssey folks put it out there for, you name it, whether it's Apple Podcast or Amazon's, you name it, you can subscribe to our podcast and listen for the rest of your natural life to our podcast. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours out there of geek talk. So if you're having trouble sleeping, there's always that. Feel free to subscribe to our podcast. But we're here till 11 o'clock to try to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. Carolyn will take your call. 860-522-WTIC is the number. And usually the 9 o'clock hour is easier than the 10 o'clock hour. You guys all seem to wake up at 10:30. But that's on you. We got out of bed and dragged our butts in here. So feel free to get online and we'll help you out. So, Dennis, what do you got going on for technology news?
Well, for once, yeah, a government agency has come up with a way that they can reduce the pain for all of us.
Oh, what? The government's going to reduce our pain?
Yeah.
They cause mostly pain for us. Let's see what happens here.
What the FTC wants to do is to make it less difficult to cancel a subscription to something.
Nice.
The principle they're going for is if you've signed up for something online,
yes,
you should be able to cancel it online.
So wait a minute. It's the year 2023. We were discussing off air about the AOL, the ridiculous AOL. What was that? It was like an audio call of some guy screaming with AOL trying to get rid of AOL. That's 20 plus years ago.
Yeah.
So
almost.
How many government bureaucrats did it take to get in a room to say, you know, we should probably make it easier for them to unsubscribe the same way they subscribe? Eureka! I mean, they're from the government and they're here to help. We know.
I guess they found the regulatory framework to do it.
What? Like the line that would say, if you can subscribe online, make sure you can make it easy to unsubscribe online? I mean, how many lawyers did that take?
I'm not a lawyer, so I can't tell you.
Well, thank you.
But
FTC.
Anyway, they're going to put this through. Hopefully, let's hope it sticks and that it actually is implemented.
Yeah.
Because that's something that we all run into all the time now.
We really do.
You sign up for something, maybe you're. The thing that really bugs me is when they give you a trial for something.
Right. They're all based on
trials. You have
trials.
A 30-day free trial.
Right.
And, of course, in order to get that, you still need to put in your credit card. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't charge you right away,
right.
They've got your card.
Yep.
And then after the 30 days, if you decide you don't want to keep it, well, what do you have to do? You got to make a phone call to a certain number,
right.
Or you have to send a letter to a certain address or whatever the rigmarole is.
Yeah.
And that the guy that was trying to cancel AOL.
Oh, that's classic. We can try to find that call. It's pretty funny.
Maybe I have a link to it.
Oh,
we
good.
Can post that.
We can. We'll actually post it and we'll maybe replay it today. But it kind of reminds us of it even in our industry, Dennis. I mean, when we try to bring on new clients, the client wants to leave their MSP, their managed, quote unquote, managed service provider. They are normally locked into multi-year agreements with these managed service providers that in order to get rid of their IT guys that they are not happy with, they need to send a certified letter 90 days on a blue moon written in a certain kind of ink to be able to get out of their contracts with their current managed service providers. It's easier to get rid of your attorney, get rid of your accountant. It's easier to get divorced than it is to get rid of your managed service provider who's locked you into a multi-year agreement. Some of these agreements are 5 years, and you must pay a huge amount of money to get rid of them. So if obviously there's companies out there that don't do a great job, but you can't fire them, maybe the FTC could look into that. Because our contract is 30-day cancellation, no questions asked.
Yeah, we're basically month to month.
Happy to earn your business every month. What are they afraid of? Why must they lock you into a 3-year or 5-year managed services agreement?
That is a very good question.
It cracks me up, but it is ridiculous. Literally easier to get a divorce than to get rid of your IT guy. In other news, hackers are draining Bitcoin ATMs of $1.5 million by exploiting a zero-day bug. So, yes, believe it or not,
what?
Some ding-dongs have put up a Bitcoin ATMs. Usually you find them in Europe. And what they figured out was, what the hackers figured out was that they could upload software through the ATM. and the software in the back end in the cloud was configured to run any executable. Whatever you sent up there, it would run it. Now, of course, nobody configured it properly. Again, zero trust is something where you configure your software to only run the thing you want it to run. But
right.
In this case, the cloud was configured to run any executable you could put
any
there.
Any executable.
Anything. And so they uploaded a video, or they uploaded a program that was acted looked like a video, and it allowed the threat actor to access the database, read the decrypt the code API key, and encode the API keys needed to access the funds in the hot wallets. Yes, your ding dongs, you have hot wallets in the exchanges, and they were able to transfer the funds from the hot wallets to the wallet controlled by the bad guy. And then, of course, they were able to download the user information and all the sensitive data. And of course, you can't find out who these bad guys are. So if you walk up to a Bitcoin ATM, number one, you're a ding dong.
Absolutely.
And then you put your money in there and you wonder why it's gone. Well, it's because these people who have the thing that makes it so crazy, right? Just because we're geeks, we're not all the sharpest tacks in the world. Dennis and I will make all sorts of mistakes, okay? We're human, right? Don't assume just because you don't understand how technology works that the guys who are writing the technology understand how the technology works, right? Because clearly they didn't when they created this ATM, right? Mm-hmm. And so you walked up and said, Bitcoin's a thing. Why you think that is beyond me. I know people think the world is flat and all this stuff. We can talk about all this crazy stuff. Bitcoin is not a thing. And they created an ATM that was configured so poorly that it just literally they ripped it off by loading a software file up to the actual cloud exchange software.
Boggles my mind that they would allow any executable to be executed that way.
In this case, it was configured to allow any executable to run. So we'll put the link out there for you because it's kind of a funny story to read. It's from Ars Technica. Just because you don't understand it and somebody is doing it doesn't mean you're supposed to take all your hard-earned actual cash and chuck it at Bitcoin.
Right.
Coinbase is looking at an SEC thing.
Oh,
those guys are going to be in for some rude awakening soon.
Well, they're being ruled a securities company that's going to have to be regulated by them. So
right. And even to even call Bitcoin a security is laughable to me. So if we, we'll put that up there for you guys to read, but run away from the Bitcoin ATM machines. What else you got, Dennis?
Well, I've got a situation over at Internet Archive.
Yeah, all right. Yes. What is that?
This is archive.org on the internet. If you've ever been to the site.
Nope.
They have the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
That would take you back to the way a website looked at a certain point in time.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Neat.
What?
I've never done that.
Oh.
I have a wife and kids to deal with. I don't know, Dennis. I don't have time for that.
At any rate, one of their other projects is something called the Internet Archive.
Mm-hmm.
What they've done is bought books, digitized them, stored them on their systems.
All right.
A couple of years ago, during when the epidemic, when the pandemic started, they allowed people to view those digitized books at the same rate that they owned one. So if they had one copy of a book,
they would allow
the archive company.
Yeah.
They would allow one person to rent that for, I don't know, a certain time,
like
maybe a week or 2 weeks, just like a library works, right?
Yeah.
And then somebody else could check it out and so on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the big four publishers sued them.
Oh, boy.
And it's not looking good for this project.
Gotcha.
It seems like they may be shut down.
Wow.
And it's too bad.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I wonder how actual libraries work. Don't they have digitized copies too? I mean, I haven't been to one in a while.
Well, a lot of libraries work with digitizing companies, and you can, if you have a library card, you can work with whatever company they're linked to,
gotcha,
and then view digital copies of stuff there.
But these guys don't have the right stuff.
Well, they're just facing an uphill battle in this lawsuit. That's the issue.
All right. In other news, Microsoft breaks geolocation, and it locked users out of their Azure and Microsoft 365 accounts. And this is the funniest thing, because you guys hear me talking about Uzbekistan all the time. And you couldn't make this up if you tried. But customers had their IPs banished to an IP address to Uzbekistan that Redmond's clouds did not recognize. This is a register article. So basically, they had directed U.S. data over to the Uzbek servers, and they looked at you as an Uzbekistanian, and you couldn't access your Azure or Microsoft 365, because obviously it's important to have geolocation services turned on. So if you log on from Chicago and then there's somebody logging on from Uzbekistan, that would be a bad thing.
Right.
But in this case, they routed you like you were an Uzbek, and you can't make it up. I'll put it out here for you guys to read. This is our cloud, premier cloud company in America, sending your stuff through the Uzbekistanian system or Uzbek system. What a ridiculous mess. And you can read the tweets. It's kind of funny as part of this article. But that's what's going on in the cloud these days. They don't know where your data is routing through. Is it routing through? You know, I like it. It has to stay in America. It needs to be secure, except when it goes to Uzbekistan. So we'll put the link up there for you. So three lines open for you guys. Get online, 860-522-WTIC is the number. We are on the old Facebooks here. If you go on WTIC's Facebook page, feel free to like it and share it. It makes Zuckerberg think it's worthy, and he's really hard to, you know, convince that our little show is worthy. And, of course, subscribe to the podcast over at WTIC.com. We'll be right back.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
All right, and good morning. This is Computer Talk. We're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And let's get right to your calls. We're going to go to Liz in Wethersfield first. What's cooking, Liz?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Great to speak to you. I love your show. Just a very simple question for you. Is it safe to upgrade to Windows 11? My computer has Windows 10, and obviously Microsoft is trying to push Windows 11 on me, and I wasn't sure if it was safe yet or not.
I'm going to ask you a question. Well, two questions. Uh-huh. Number one, is this a laptop or a desktop?
It's a desktop. It's about 3 years old.
Okay, that was my second question.
Mm-hmm.
I would suspect that a three-year-old desktop could be upgraded without any trouble. Another question that I'll ask is, do you have any peripherals that you use with it, such as printers?
Scanners,
any other devices like that?
Yeah, how old are they?
I have a scanner.
How old is the scanner?
The scanner is fairly new. The printer is old. It's an old black and white laser printer.
And what's the brand and model?
It's an HP, and I don't remember the model, but it's a really old one.
Well, I'm going to tell you the good news, okay? Uh-huh. I think you can upgrade. I have not run into an HP printer yet that will not install on Windows 11 with even older drivers.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
So even if they go back to Vista, you can install it.
Vista?
Yeah, no joke. And of course, if the scanner is new, it was probably made with Windows 11 in mind. So,
all right.
I think you're going to be okay with that. Now, one caveat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you upgrade, you have 10 days to decide to keep it. If you wait 11 days to decide that you don't like it, too bad.
You're stuck.
You're stuck.
Oh, okay.
But then if you decide to revert back, Microsoft eventually would say, we don't care if you don't want it. We're going to give it to you anyways.
Right.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Well, the point is, if it's something you're considering doing, just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Now. Okay. I mean, don't wait any longer.
It is a little different. Okay. It is a little different.
It does look different.
They put the start button in a new place. It's really, I don't know why they keep doing this, but it is different. You can do it. Go for it, Liz.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, be aware of that because it's a lot different than I would have expected.
Yes.
You know, why they have to relocate even something as simple as a start button is just ridiculous.
Well, not only that,
yeah,
just the functionality of it is not there in Windows 11. With Windows 10 and below,
yeah,
you could drag the start menu to the side of the screen or even to the top.
Yeah.
Windows 11, nope, it's anchored to the bottom.
It's going right here. All right, let's move on to Monica and Cromwell. What's happening, Monica?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, thank you for the encouragement of getting off and cutting my cable.
Best thing
I ever did. I called you guys a couple weeks ago, and I was a little insecure about it, did it, and, I mean, it's just not a big deal. YouTube TV works perfectly, so
good. Thank
you guys for pushing people to cut their cable.
That sounds good. Yeah, here in Connecticut, it's tough. People are always nervous.
Yes. All right, so here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
My mom lives in a house, the house that I lived in 1976. She built the house.
Wow.
The house did not, we did not opt to get cable. There are 7 houses on the road. The driveway is relatively long. We never got cable to the house.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only phone wires. Everything's also underground on that road.
Okay.
So my mom, when she built the house, I guess the phone company put in 5 phone wires, and she's down to 1. I guess they break over time. She has 1 wire.
Yep.
I tried to work out of her house for a period of time because I had some medical issues. I got my knees replaced, and her internet kept on dropping. It's just not stable enough for me to work in her house.
Right.
So I finally said, we got extenders, we tried different things, it didn't work. So I said, get a Frontier guy in. That's what she has, she has DSL. Get a Frontier guy in.
Yep.
The guy actually came to her house and she called me and she says, here, talk to this guy. So the guy said, your mom is getting 3 megs into the house.
Yep, that's not good.
She cannot get anything more.
All right.
And
so, Monica,
what are her options?
We're coming up to a hard break. What are her options? I want to hear that. We'll be right back. Go to the news, all right?
Thank you.
So hang on 1 second. We'll get that story, okay?
Don't worry.
Yep. All right. So Monica's going to tell us what her options were. And feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Two lines wide open. Get on there. Get on early because around 10 o'clock, you all wake up. We'll be right back. Back. Two lines still open. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we were discussing Monica's options for her mom's internet service. You there, Monica?
Yes, I am.
All right. So you went through the fact that she doesn't really have good wiring. She's down to a couple of wires, and the Frontier guy gave her these options. What were they?
Well, he basically said, not knowing, he's like, well, you can go to, you know, Comcast Cable. He didn't know that she's never gotten cable to the house before. And then he said, or you could do like a hotspot.
Right.
And I don't know anything about hotspots, how much it would cost.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought, is that the only option for internet?
Yeah, it kind of is, really. Mm-hmm. You need to go and check out T-Mobile. They have a home service for like $50 a month. And you put your address in there. So it's residential internet service. There's actually, the cable companies are actually marketing against it because they're nervous about what's happening.
Of course. Okay.
Now, it depends on your proximity to that wireless service. So check out T-Mobile. I think Verizon does it too.
Verizon does.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It too. It's called Verizon Home.
Yep. So okay. Check that out. It'll be pretty good internet service. We've had a caller call on for years before it was even available. He had beta tested it out in Massachusetts, I think is where he was, and he said it's great. So if you can do that.
What's the speed? What volume? Like if I were to work, so I work for a big insurance company. If I were to work from home at her house. We do have, and I know devices don't really matter, but we do have about 4 or 5 cameras that run regularly because it's a way that I check in with her because I don't live with her.
Yeah.
So they're different, and they said there's different devices that are running all day long. Yep. What would be, like, would it be 50 gigs, 150 gigs? Like, what would be the, enough?
The bandwidth is what you're asking. It's not volume, it's bandwidth. Everything, it does kind of matter. So yeah, we kind of joke about when the cable companies say how many devices you have. We kind of talk about that being kind of silly. However, if you're running 4K cameras, security cameras, and you're watching your mom in a super high resolution, she is taking up bandwidth, right? And all those videos go down the little tiny pipe you have. That bandwidth you have is very small. So I think we'd have to look it up, but I think the wireless service can get to that 150 megabit speed or even faster.
Well, 100 anyway, yeah.
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 Yeah, and I did see, I was on Verizon's website just to see, like, what is a hotspot? How much could you buy? And I think it was like 150 was $80 a month. So I'm assuming that's 150 gigs is the data that runs back and forth. That's your limit because that is the data limit.
Megabits.
It sounds like
150 megabits. 150 gig would be insane. But 150 megabits is great. It's good. It's realistic. But the question is, you got to find the right service. So a hotspot is something that kind of goes around with your laptop, and there might be throttling involved. There might be limits on that. But if you look up the residential wireless service that Dennis kind of talked about and T-Mobile talks about, there is no quote unquote throttling.
Right.
So that's a totally different product. I didn't realize that. So it's home internet service through you're getting internet through the satellites.
Yes.
Through the wireless cellular towers.
Yeah.
That's the same as, I thought that was the same as hotspots, but it sounds like this, what you're talking about, and I didn't even know about this. This is the product I probably should look into.
Yeah. It's a separate it's the same technology. It's just how they bill it and price it.
Right. And what happens is instead of a modem from your DSL or cable provider, you'll have like a little brick that stands up on a shelf and that just broadcasts through the air to the cell towers and back.
Like your phone would.
Yeah.
Yep. So that would be, so you're saying 150 megabits, and I'm assuming, so is data unlimited? In other words,
correct. There's no throttling from what we understand of these services. Because if there were, it's just like having your cell phone be a hotspot. Right?
Exactly. And of course, you're going to run out of data, especially if you're, because now I'm trying to push her. She does have satellite, I guess. But she pays like $60 and she never watches it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically trying to tell her stream.
Yeah.
Just like what I just did. I said, Mom, I tested it out. It works. Get off of it. Save your $60.
Right.
So that would be enough, 150 megabits, if she wanted to stream on her tablet, if I could work from her house.
Yeah.
we could. Oh, that's awesome.
We'll put some links up to the services. There only is if she's within proximity of a tower. So
yes. We have to basically look at cell phone. I basically need to look at my cell phone in her house. I have bars. She doesn't own a cell phone with a plan. She owns a track phone.
Right.
So just kind of checking out different places in her house to see how the internet connection is with my
phone. You can do that, but the services will tell you too based on your address.
Service. Okay. Okay, that's great. Can I ask one more question about authenticators?
All right. What are you authenticating?
Okay, so my company's actually switching to MS Authenticator. We use Duo in order to log on to our work computers.
Yep.
But I have personally Norton, and I'm wondering I'm trying to learn about different securities. I'm trying to put two-factor on just about everything right now because it's just, you know, everybody's hacking, and I actually did get my Gmail hacked. So I'm putting two-factor on everything, and I'm wondering, you really should just stick to one type of password authenticator. Like, I have Norton.
Right.
Can I use both? Or
you can use as many as you like, but they can get confusing as to which authenticator is for what.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, do you have any opinion about the Norton 360?
Well, you're paying for it, whereas there's a Google Authenticator that would work for free.
And Microsoft's Authenticator is free. Your company is paying them to handle their authentication account, but you can get the app for free.
And
you can use it to authenticate your Microsoft account. With my Microsoft Online account, I don't even have a password anymore. It uses that app.
That's what I thought. I'm trying to learn a little bit about how all this stuff works. So I do have the MS Authenticator, but I also have Norton. And like you said, I don't want to be confusing. I need to kind of stick to one password manager. And that's what I've been trying to do. Every Saturday morning when I listen to you guys, I'm like, okay, what do I need to put two-factor on? Like, how do I do security better?
Yeah, just two-factor. You should two-factor everything you can think of.
Yes, I'm telling everybody to do the same because otherwise it's just, any opinion, though, between MS Authenticator versus Norton?
Well, again, you're paying for Norton. If you like the tool and you want to continue with it for other security, then you're going to stick with that tool, right? So you're going to put your life into the 360 Authenticator, that device or that software.
Right.
Our opinion is simply pick one. Don't pick three.
Got it.
You know?
Okay.
Not unless you've got something that says that it will only work with one of the apps. I mean, that's conceivable.
It is.
It's kind of rare because a lot of the time these apps are compatible with a particular... Well, there's actually three different protocols, and most of them will handle those. So you should be able to use any of them to handle any account, but you might find one that doesn't work with something.
And most of our clients use Duo for their business.
Yeah. I don't know why we're switching, but Duo is what we got years ago, and they're now, my company is now switching to MS Authenticator.
Well, I can tell you one of the reasons. So Microsoft pulls this crap all the time, right? So if they don't see two-factor authentication turned on, their two-factor authentication, they'll say you're not configured properly. But you are, because you have Duo. So it's typical Microsoft forcing an issue that's a non-issue. Right. They're saying you're not using two-factor, and that'll be something that there's all sorts of easy ways as far as NIST and CMMC and all these frameworks that we're using for security frameworks that say you have to prove that you're using that. And when you run the 365 two-factor and it comes back failed, you know, the guy's like, all right, we'll just go ahead and use the Microsoft one rather than Duo.
Got it. So, again, it's forcing them to the, quote, MS family, so they basically pay more.
There is that. They're paying more. They won't necessarily pay anymore. But for us, we like to think of this as a security, as an onion, and to actually have all your eggs in the Microsoft basket, as far as I'm concerned, is not the best basket to be in.
Nope.
Because actually we're spending all of our time and energy protecting you from Microsoft. That purely is what our job is. So I would rather have a third party like Duo, which is powered by Cisco, to do the 2FA and not rely on Microsoft, who can route your data through Uzbekistan.
Understood. Yeah, I'm trying to set up right now, and that's why I asked. PayPal, I recognized I didn't have two-factor on PayPal, and I'm putting it on there, and it just says, go to an authenticator, I'm like, it's not specifying Duo, it's not specifying right. MS, it's not specifying anything. And I'm like, so they must have built into using any authenticator. Like, yeah, we're putting that on at the company that I have.
Right.
We have allowed Google Authenticator. We have allowed MS. Like, we've picked to code specific authenticators. So I was like, oh, this is weird. You can pick anything for PayPal.
You can.
So I'm trying to figure out how to...
They're pretty compatible. Yeah, they're pretty... Well, okay. You just configure whichever authenticator you want to stick with.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right, you guys are great. Every Saturday morning, I'm thinking about security and anything that I have and passing it on. So I appreciate it, and thank you so much. It's called Home Service, and that's what I'm going to look into, either T-Mobile or Verizon.
We'll put some links up for you.
AT&T does it, too. I just found it online.
We'll put all three links up there. We're agnostic. We don't get anything for it.
And I'm sorry, your links are at the Facebook page or?
They're at computertalkwithtab.com. Yeah. The name of the show.com, which also works.
And I've been there before multiple times. Okay, great. Thank you so much, guys. You guys have a great service.
Thanks.
Just A+, A+.
Our pleasure. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. John and Fred, hang on. Two lines open for you, 860-522-9842. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Two lines open for you guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. We're going to put the two-factor information up there as well for you because it's really important these days. You should have everything configured with two-factor authentication from some third-party authenticator, whether it be Google or Duo or Microsoft. You should be using a second factor to confirm your identity, and we would prefer it not to be your cell phone. Meaning your cell number, because lots of folks are being tricked and having their SIMs jacked because there's inside folks at the cell carriers that are working with the bad guys to have them port or SIM jack your phone. So when the second factor comes in for something important, it goes to the bad guy's phone. And now he's in. There is other ways to also defeat two-factor authentication, which is a little sad that it exists, but it does. But you should have everything configured with two-factor from your Facebook account, your email account, your bank account. Every account should have a second factor configured. And especially if you're in a business and you want cyber insurance, they're not going to give it to you at a good price until you put two-factor authentication in place. And that just doesn't mean, you know, a couple computers or your VPN access. It means having all your systems hitting your domain controller and having the second factor pop up with Duo saying, "Are you really Dennis Halnon?" Click, "I am." And now you're safe. I know it's a little, anything you're going to add to security is going to slow you down a little bit, right? When I grew up in the 80s, our front door of my house was unlocked all day long. We could come and go and nobody cared. Would you do that now? You got to lock your door.
No.
You got to lock your door while you pump gas now. That's how bad it is. All right. So
I'm laughing, but it isn't funny.
It's not funny. We're crying inside, really. But when in the 80s, you left your doors wide open, come and go as you please. You know, the parenting might have been a little questionable there, but that's a whole other issue. Let's go with John in New Britain next. What's going on, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I think I answered my own question while I was waiting.
You love that.
Comcast, yeah, thanks. Comcast sent me an email or Xfinity that my modem was out of date. I can't take advantage of the full speeds, et cetera.
Right.
So when I did the speed test, it was coming back at 410 megabits per second download and about 11 upload.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I'm good.
I'm thinking you're good too. Is this your own modem or something they're renting you?
No, I own it. No, we're not gonna rent from them.
Okay, you're pretty darn good, John. It could be that there's a new DOSIS or DOCSIS, however you want to say it.
I always say DOSIS.
DOSIS.
But I don't know.
It could be
anyway. But I would say you've got to have at least DOSIS 3.0 in order to be getting the speed that you are.
Right.
And that's fairly good.
Yeah,
I mean, there is 3.1 that goes up to, I think, a gig.
What are you paying for? What does your bill say?
Well, I renegotiated, so I have it for $49 a month for the performance one.
That's good, but on the bill, does it give you any indication of what they're giving you for bandwidth for that $49? A nice job negotiating that. You got to thank GoNetSpeed as well for that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what it is. I'd have to pull my bill up.
Okay. So it could be that there's that $49 renegotiation, they quote-unquote talked you into performance, which means you're, when that thing ends, they're going to be like, well, you're getting gig speeds, John. Cha-ching. And now it's $90.
Oh, no. We'll do the same thing I did last time and threaten to go somewhere else, and they'll give me the same deal.
They might. But the point is that they're saying, by the way, you're only getting 400 megabits. So they're trying to head that off where you're going to call them up and say, hey, I'm not getting the speeds. So you could go out and get a new modem and take advantage of whatever they're offering you, but you don't even know what they're offering you for $49.
Right. Yeah. I'm not doing any gaming. It's just, you know, streaming Netflix or something. And yeah, pretty much that's it. So there's nothing I need that much for, but
all right, then you got plenty. You're doing fine. Don't worry about it.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You got it, John.
All right. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye. You too. So yeah, I mean, New Britain's becoming a whole go NetSpeed town. So Comcast has got to be shaking in their boots. So good luck. You know, you got to thank GoNetSpeed for your prices coming down, New Britain. And thank Mayor Stewart for getting that together.
Yeah.
That was nice. That was smart of her. Let's go on to Fred in New Britain. What's happening, Fred?
Yes, two calls in a row from New Britain.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, so I have the T-Mobile brick.
Yeah.
And I get up to 422 meg.
Nice.
That is excellent.
Now, what are you paying?
The problem is I pay $50.
Okay.
They do $50 as long as you do automatic withdrawal.
Out of your bank account?
Yeah.
I would tell you not to do that and do a credit card, but that's a whole different show.
Well, yes, it's credit card.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Don't let these ding-dongs into your bank account, man. All right.
No, credit.
Ahead.
That's what I meant. But okay. It's great. The people were great. I had some little issues setting up. Basically, it's a box with a cell phone number.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And no throttling,
so
right,
I would
Fred?
Recommend looking into it. I ran it parallel with Comcast. I'm still doing it. It's been like 6 months.
Oh.
I just want, once the leaves come out and stuff, I want to make sure that I'm going to be good.
I hear you. Okay. And you should be fine.
Now, it's funny. John just said he got his Comcast down to 49.
Yes.
I'm at like 110.
Of course,
with no cable.
Of course you are. So get rid of that cable. The leaves aren't going to cause an issue with your cell service, I don't think. Leaves are not. I mean, the cell is not line of sight. Cell is a radio. So leaves don't impact that. If it was going to be a line of sight type of service, then you'd have an issue. But it's not line of sight, I don't think.
The other plus about the T-Mobile and Verizon.
Yeah.
It's portable.
Yeah. Take it with you.
Yes.
Yep. So if you got an RV,
to me, that was a big plus. If you've got a vacation house or something, take it with you.
Yep.
As long as you have cell service.
Yep. Yeah.
So my question would be, I get locked in. I don't, as in Comcast, you could pick 2.4 or 5 gig speed.
Yep.
T-Mobile doesn't give you that option. I haven't reached out to them yet. If I put my own modem in, will that work? Because I have some smart products that only work on 2.4 gig.
Right. So what you really want to do is take that modem that they've given you, that brick as we call it, and plug it into your own router.
Okay.
Right? Your own router device, your own Cisco or Linksys router device. And then you're going to broadcast your SSID at both a separate 2.4 and 5G, 5 gigahertz bandwidths on those SSIDs. Make sure you have them separated so you can choose the services that work best on those bandwidths. So you don't care about what's coming in. You only care about how you're broadcasting it out to your network.
So just get my own router.
Get your own router, plug it into that modem. The modem goes into your WAN port, and then you're able to go ahead and you can even turn off their Wi-Fi if you want, because they don't. But you can leave it on. It doesn't really matter.
Okay. That's kind of, I tried to do that with Comcast. I should have bought an all-in-one.
Mm.
And getting things to communicate, it just never worked out.
Gotcha.
I got a really good Netgear router, modem, worked great. I couldn't get communication consistently, partially because I think it was Comcast.
Mm. Yeah, who knows? You should be able to do this.
Yes, but I would say the service is 99% great.
And you have your Comcast completely disconnected, right? So you're not getting a false reading?
No, I checked the connections so I know who I'm connected to.
All right, good. Yeah, we've heard great stuff. If you're in good proximity of these cell services, T-Mobile is a good solution. AT&T, all of them have a good solution.
Yeah. I've just had a couple of days where I couldn't get on the internet.
Well, that's not good.
No, that's not good at all.
Well, but in 6 months, no, it's like 99.8% there is what I would say.
Gotcha. Then you got to crack that book and you're like, man, I wish the internet worked.
No.
Just kidding.
It's not that big a deal. I don't know what it is. What I've done a couple of times is just rebooted the thing.
That's a good reboot. That's how we live by that. Basically, when in doubt, reboot.
But you shouldn't call it a brick. It works. A brick doesn't work.
You know, he's right.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Thank you.
Yep. Well, I'll make sure I smack him with a wet noodle.
I didn't mean to scold you guys, but you're...
No, it's okay. You have an excellent point.
Yes, because we use the word brick for everything else. You can't use a brick. Yeah, you're right. Fred, thank you. We're sorry.
All right. Thank you very much.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
He's got a lot of bandwidth on that wireless signal, so...
Yeah, wow.
But yeah, reboot if it works. You should be able to set up your own system there and be able to have your own internal SSIDs, because you can't... You're going to have certain services, like some smart TVs and anything at distance likes to run at the 2.4 gigahertz, and everything that's going to be more close to your firewall likes that 5G connection. So we're going to be here at 11 o'clock. Everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. We're out there on the old Facebooks. So you're welcome to talk to us there. We're posting all these links to our Facebook feed. You even follow us on Twitter now. Nobody's going to block it. It's going to get to your Twitter feed over at Tab Computer Sys. And again, Zuckerberg still may deem our news worthy. We have to make sure it gets past him. And if you're in Australia and possibly Canada, you might get it anymore. I don't know what's going on with those countries, but it is what it is. We'll be right back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.